Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Terry Osby's with us this morning, going to talk about a fundraiser that's going to be going on here not too far down the road for a local resident who is working through some health issues right now and needs and wishes to have some support from folks. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks, Jim, for the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. How do you know Lori Schroeder?
Lori has been a friend of mine for about 20 years. And I guess we probably met at the golf course and found that we had lots of things in common and just began a friendship at that point.
Very good. Can you talk a little bit about Lori? Tell folks who maybe don't know Lori all that well about her. What's she all about?
Lori is married to Faye Schroeder, and Faye works out at the bearing plant. And Lori has currently been working at Brown Shoe Fit. They have two daughters, Sarah, who lives in Des Moines, and Megan, who's married to Mitch Berg. And Mitch and Megan have two daughters that are in the school system here. And
so they're a family that's pretty well entrenched here in the local community.
Yes, both fairly local. I believe Lori was from Anita and Faye was from the Elkhorn-Kimmelton area. And so lifelong residents of Cass County.
Mm-hmm. Active and involved people?
Very active in different things, very active in their church, and Lori is on one of the city, I think the CPC commission, and you know, they've been active at the golf course for years, and I think we're very active when the kids were growing up, and I think, you know, take a big part in their granddaughters' lives.
Sure. So when you are spending so much of your time on the move all the time to help out with different things, to be active and involved in the community, in your children's and grandchildren's lives, it's kind of tough when all of a sudden you get some difficult news about your health.
Sure. Yes, it was. And Lori's particular situation, it was a very rare type of cancer. And the fact that it affected her face near her ear made it even rarer. It's usually seen more in your limbs. And after some local appointments and being in Omaha a little bit, they determined they should go to Mayo. And Mayo had the most up-to-date, latest treatment for her. So they made the choice for her to stay there and have her treatments. And she was gone from home about just over 2 months, I believe.
When was she diagnosed?
In December.
So it's very recent.
Yes, very recent. And she kind of started having problems late last summer, maybe early fall, and started trying to find out what was going on and got her diagnosis in December and started her treatments right away, right after the first of the year.
Yeah, so she's already gone through a solid round of treatments. How's it gone?
It's gone pretty well. She had a few difficulties and bumps in the road, which were not unexpected, but you always hope that it's going to go smooth. And she is home now, just kind of recouping, I think, and gaining a little strength, I think, every day. And, you know.
So what was her response when her friends came to her and said, Lori, we love you. We would like to do something for you.
I think she was, like all of us, a little apprehensive and a little overwhelmed, but she said to go ahead. And so Gene and I took the bull by the horns, and we neither one of us know really what we're doing, but we're doing the best we can.
Well, you know, so many times in these situations, Terry, you're right. We sometimes don't want to accept the help as much as other people want to help us. But aside from all that, it's nice to know that people can rally around someone or a cause. And it's not so much about just raising money as much as it is about supporting that person and their family.
Right. And we started, I said earlier, Faye and Lori are very active in their church. And we kind of started a little prayer group and came up with the Prayer Power for Lori slogan. And she feels like that's really helped her. She felt like some days she could just feel the prayer. And
absolutely. Well, we all want to be part of a successful team.
Right.
We like having other people around us. So, yeah, this is a good opportunity to kind of show that, too. So you've got an event that has been put together by a group of friends coming up on Sunday, April 7th, correct?
Correct.
That's where's that going to be held?
We're going to have a free will meal and a silent auction, and it will be at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club from 4 to 7. We plan to serve the meal from 4 to 6, and we'd like to see people come out and bid, and we're going to announce the bid winners, as we call them, at about 6:15 so people can pick up their item and get it paid for and still get home, you know, earlier in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Is this meant to be kind of a casual event?
Sure. Yes, very, very casual. Just kind of a come and go. If you have a bid and you're not there, we're going to have sheets for each item, and you'll write your name and phone number and your amount down. And so if you get the bid and you're not there, we'll call then and line up getting the money collected and the item to the individual. Silent auctions work as you go and bid on an item, and if somebody writes down more money and you still want that item, you just write your name down again with your new bid, and the highest dollar amount wins the item.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a social event.
Correct.
Then
yes.
Too.
And we're really hoping that Lori will be able to be there that day, and, you know, for the duration, she may or may not be able to, and maybe we'll only be there for part of the time, but we're hopeful she'll get to be there with us.
Sure. So have you been scouring, looking for some silent auction items?
We are, and we have gotten a few really nice items, and we could always use more. So at the end, we'll give Jean's phone number and my phone number, and you could call one or the other of us. We'd like to have the items in place probably by, say, the 1st or 2nd of April, so we can get it all lined up.
Sure. Do you want to tease them a little bit with a few of the
sure.
nice items that you have
sure.
set up here?
We got some an Iowa and an Iowa State lawn ornament donated, and we've gotten a sandal of your choice donated for spring, and we're going to be getting some type of, I believe, a signed football from the University of Iowa. And one individual has generously donated a boat and steak outing. And we've gotten some handmade items, which are all pretty nice, what we've seen so far. Just kind of a wide variety of things. We're trying to get something for all ages.
Awesome. And that's a nice thing, too. These types of things, you mentioned a few sports-type things, but it's not all about that. There's something there for everyone to be interested in.
Right. I think somebody donated a couple lawn chairs, and I think there's a few youth and adult clothing items. So, like I say, we're hoping to get kind of a wide variety of things, you know, and for all ages.
And room for more.
And room for more.
If folks want to participate, this is one way they can do it, by donating different types of items, whether it be a business, an individual, a group, organization, whatever. How would they go about doing that?
They could contact myself, and I'm Terry Osby, and my phone number is 243-6223. Or they could contact Jean Wilcox, and her number is 250-1727. And all you have to do is contact one of us, and we'd be happy to pick your item up if you can't get it to us.
Sure. I just kind of want to remind folks, too, that when it comes to these types of situations, oh, certainly they can be mentally and physically difficult on families and the individual going through this. But the financial part, too, it's not just about the cost of the treatment and what have you. There are insurance issues and things going on there, too, that are helping out. But there are the incidental costs that go along with that, the travel, the hotel, the meals and things when you have to be away from home so constantly. That's what makes it tough.
Yes, it does. And in Lori's case, you know, of course, none of us are prepared for this. So, you know, there were some personal things that you need to buy, and bandages, and, you know, she's had to buy a few new clothes, and, you know, there's just all kinds of things that until it's you just don't think about what you're going to need or what it's going to cost.
Right. And as friends, we're not doctors. No. We can only help in our own certain way, and this is one way we can do this, is by feeling that we're easing some of the burden financially and mentally for these folks by showing them that support.
That's right. And we would appreciate any and all support.
Very good. So if you have any items that you think would be worthy of this event, they would sure be happy to talk about that. You can call Jean or Terry. And again, when's the event?
The event is Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 7, and it is at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. And we plan to serve the meal from 4 to 6 and announce auction item winners at 6:15.
All right. So it's a casual event. Come and go if you like. Stick around if you'd like to make sure you get that item and that last bid in and enjoy the meal and be generous with those donations and help out a good local family. Terry Osby, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And thanks for your support in helping to put this together.
Well, thanks again, Jim, for the opportunity to talk to you about our event. We really appreciate that.